Each Tuesday morning at this time on Morning Edition, PolitiFact Virginia, the fact-checking unit at the Richmond Times-Dispatch, checks in with us here at WCVE to check some facts made by Virginia political figures. And Sean Gorman is with us again today. Hi, Sean.
Hello, Wayne.
Today, we want to ask you about a couple of Bob-O-Meter items that appeared recently in the PolitiFact Virginia column. That's where you check on the campaign promises made by Governor Bob McDonnell when he was running for governor. Your counterparts in some other states do the same for their governors. And you have updates today on two promises made by Bob McDonnell. One was to double the number of governor's career and technical academies. How's he doing on that one?
Well, these academies, which started under former Governor Tim Kaine, are basically local initiatives where school districts, colleges, and business officials partner up to provide courses in science, technology, engineering, and math. State officials approved the plans to open the academies and also provide $5,000 startup grants to each one. Now, when McDonnell was inaugurated in January 2010, there were 8 of these academies open in the state. A 9th academy in Richmond received its state approvals in July of 2009, but opened its doors after McDonnell's inauguration. The number of these academies has been on the rise during McDonnell's term. Last year, the State Board of Education approved plans to open one in Carroll County, and this year they've approved plans to open another 6 academies around the state. And just last month, McDonnell's office announced that the State Board of Education had voted to approve the 16th academy, which is scheduled to open in 2013 at the Central Virginia Community College in Lynchburg. So McDonnell has indeed taken steps to double the number of these academies, so we rate this a promise kept.
When he was running for governor, Bob McDonnell also promised to seek tougher sentences for drug dealers. Has he accomplished that?
Well, McDonnell vowed to propose mandatory minimum sentences for repeat drug dealer offenses. And McDonnell had called for second-time offenders to receive a minimum penalty of 5 years in prison and for third-time drug dealers to face a minimum sentence of 10 years in prison. Now, Delegate Robert Bell and Senator Mark Obenchain this year introduced identical bills that met McDonnell's promise. Now, that measure had actually provided minimum sentences to drug traffickers, except in the case of marijuana, who had been convicted of a felony. Now, previously, second-time offenders had no mandatory minimum penalty, while third-time offenders faced a minimum of 5 years in prison. Now, the General Assembly reduced the minimum prison term for second-time offenders from 5 years to 3 years, and the minimum sentence for third-time offenders actually stayed at 10 years, and that's the level that McDonnell had sought. And McDonnell signed the amended bill, and it became law on July 1st, but it wasn't as strong as the governor wanted. Still, the original bill met McDonnell's pledge of 5-year sentences for second-time offenders and 10-year sentences for third-time drug dealers, so we rate this a promise kept.
All right. Thanks to Sean Gorman at PolitiFact Virginia, who we join PolitiFact Virginia each Tuesday morning at this time to check the facts.
Thanks, Wayne. Talk to you next week.